I'm Larry Hardesty with this 1050 ESPN New York Knicks podcast. Well, in a three-team deal, the Knicks got Tracy McGrady and Sergio Rodriguez from Sacramento. Houston received Jordan Hill and Jared Jeffries from New York, along with draft picks in 2011 and 2012, and Kevin Martin from the Kings. Sacramento got Carl Landry, Joey Dorsey from Houston, and Larry Hughes from New York. The draft choices for the Knicks are protected, number one in 2011 and a top five pick in 2012. Here's Donnie Walls on the McGrady deal.
I've gotten good information that he's playing. Now, he hasn't been playing in the NBA, so, you know, I'm sure there's going to be an adjustment period for him. But I know he's working very hard. I've heard he wanted to play here. He's a great player. He didn't lose that. You know, have to see what his physical condition is. But I've been told that, you know, he's playing, against guys both in Chicago, Houston, and that's what they say, he's playing.
Nate Robinson is now a Celtic. He stopped by the Knicks practice facility yesterday to say goodbye to his former team. He and Marcus Landry head to Beantown in exchange for three-point specialist Eddie House, Bill Walker, and Junior Giddens. A Boston source familiar with the deal told me they needed Robinson to give them energy off the bench and expect him to respond to solid veteran leadership from the big three, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, not to mention Doc Rivers. Here's Donnie Walsh on Nate Robinson.
At the time I made the deal to trade Nate, I didn't have this deal, and my feeling was that it looked like we're going to start playing younger guys, and that Nate's time could go down. Boston was interested. I thought it was, a good situation for Nate. So I tried to get him to a team that I thought he'd be showcased on. And from what I understand, Doc likes him a lot. Boston wanted him. He'll be on a playoff team that could go deep in the playoffs, and he'll play. So it's a very good position for him.
Walsh on what Eddie House brings to the table.
Well, he's played for Mike, so he understands it. And in a lot of ways, he's somewhat like Nate. You know, he for Phoenix, he comes off the bench and makes shots and can energize your team. So I thought he was a good replacement.
In a minor deal, the Knicks sent center Darko Milicic and money to Minnesota in exchange for 6'8 forward Brian Cardinal. Walsh on his game plan to improve the Knicks.
I think this gives us flexibility in a lot of different directions. I know everybody's focused on individual players, but we're not. We're focused on putting together the best team we can. So that can take a lot of different directions, and we have a lot of time to figure out which way we're going to go. But it is a lot of cap space, and if you tried to figure it by how many max players are in there, I think what you just said is probably true.
Now the Orange and the Blue will be able to sign two max free agents, and if McGrady is healthy and accepts a reasonable contract, he could be back next year as well. I'm Larry Hardesty with your 1050 ESPN New York Knicks podcast.